Welcome to On the Record. I'm Mick Hassel, and I'm joined today by Gary Farb. Gary has almost 40 years' experience in civil and commercial litigation, and he's a partner at Clark, Farb, and Fixel. Gary and I were speaking the other day, and he has a terrific analogy of litigation as being somewhat like taking fruit from a tree. And so, Gary, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
As I said, you've got this terrific analogy, and I thought everybody listening would love to hear about the analogy you've got running with the tree.
Yeah, okay, that's great. So one of the things I noticed as a litigator is, you know, trying to explain the process of litigation to clients. And for the lawyers, of course, we all know it can go anywhere from demand letter to pleadings to discoveries to mediation and to trial. But that's a bit abstract. It means something to us, but not a lot to the clients. So I started speaking to them, particularly when we consider the cost of litigation, developed this tree analogy or metaphor. And I noticed I was using it when I'd say to a client, look, if we have a two-day trial at $400 an hour, from start to finish, you're looking at $65,000 in costs, and they'd go, oh, my God, what do I do? And this was particularly true of claims under $100,000. And so I said to him, look, imagine the money that you're owed or the damages you've suffered are fruits on a branch of a tree. And you want that because you're entitled to it. Well, how are you going to get it? You reach up and you can't get it yourself, so you go to a lawyer. So the lawyer does a demand letter. And I, the analogy was that was like shaking the tree. Sometimes if you shake the tree, you know, the apple or the fruit, whatever it is, falls off. Well, what if that doesn't work? Well, the next thing you have to do is you have to get a ladder and put it up against the tree. And that would be the pleading stage, I'd say, to the client. And, you know, that sometimes will cause the other side to give up the fruit of the on the branch of the tree that they're holding on to. And, but sometimes, as we all know, the pleadings ladder doesn't work. So now we have to do something more, and we move on to the discovery stage. And that's starting to saw off branches that are in the way of the ladder as we try to climb into the tree. And then, of course, we've got the mediation and pretrial. And that's, I told them, that's like when we're sharpening the saw to cut down the tree, because so far we haven't succeeded. And at last, we have the trial, and that's cutting down the tree. And there are big cost consequences. If the other side loses and the tree falls the wrong way, those cost consequences can mean a lot. And I would use that, and it gave the client an organic sense that they could visualize. And the important point that I made along with the analogy was you can decide at any point in the process as a practical matter to stop your pursuit of the fruit on a branch of the tree, whether that's money or damages. And I found that for a lot of them, they say, ah, now I understand. So I wanted to share that with you. It's useful and to the point, and it works.
Yeah, great. It's a great analogy or as you say, a metaphor. And we get to the trial stage, and I have in mind this vision of somebody with a very sharp chainsaw.
It better be sharp, yeah.
And then, as you rightly point out, that the tree could fall in multiple directions. Have you any comment on that?
Well, I explain to clients a couple of things around trials. There's no guaranteed success at a trial. I've had, for example, witnesses who were straightforward and honest, and for whatever reason, the court chose the evidence of the other side. I've had witnesses where I was convinced they were being less than truthful based on what I knew of the file, and they succeeded. I've had cases that I should have lost that I won, and I've had cases that I should have, in my mind, should have won and I lost. So what I do at most is I give them probabilities. I've never guaranteed a client a result. I'll say, look, the probabilities of winning are 80%. And the truth is, I will not take a matter to trial unless the client's really insistent if it's a 50-50 proposition. Not because I'm afraid of the trial, but the cost consequences that we're all aware of are horrendous. You know, if you've got less than $100,000 at stake, you better have a pretty certain case to take to trial, because if it goes wrongly, we all know costs follow the event. And the truth is, statistically, 65 out of 66 cases settle without the full trial. And that's coming from one of the Judicial Council studies that they did many years, about 10 years ago. That was the number. So that's what I tell clients. It's a bit of a crapshoot, but I also give them a probability, what I call a probability analysis. I think your chances are 60-40, 80-20, and understand that that's all I can give you. And, you know, it's an informed decision. The majority of clients, my experience is, don't want to go to trial because in addition to the economic cost, there's an emotional cost and a psychological cost, and we as lawyers have learned to live with those psychological and emotional costs. But I remember as a young lawyer, before trial, I'd throw up, and then I'd be okay, you know, once I got going. But it, never lose sight of the fact that it's not just about dollars. There are other things that go on. The last thing I'd say about trials is, you know, clients have fire in their belly when they come in to see me. And I warn them, 6 months in, you're going to wonder why you got into this. And unless they're corporate types and have been through the litigation process, they always say, geez, I remember you told me, you know, consider carefully about what we're up to, because there are all these costs in addition.
So, well, thanks for the insight, Gary, and may the trees fall away from our clients.
Sort of, yeah, like the wind, the Irish, may the wind always be at your back, yeah.
There we go. Okay, thanks for coming on, Gary. Right. Love to have you back soon.
Okay, thanks so much. Goodbye for now.